Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Yokohama tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the Best of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon on Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings, happy Friday. Welcome inside the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon.
F*** you, Aaron Rodgers.
We have extra doses of fun available tonight on a day when we need extra doses of fun.
Damn right. We got CFL action.
We do. Did you bet on that? You told me you were going to lay a big bet on that game tonight.
I laid 1.5, though, so Winnipeg's letting me down. 4:46 remaining in the half.
You bet on Winnipeg.
Over the Hamilton Tiger Cats. Tiger Cats with the ball moving across midfield as we speak.
That's when you call and you want to place a bet, and they go, Winnipeg, right? You said Winnipeg. Let me find. Hang on. Winnipeg. Let me get out. Wait, it's down to the bottom. Hang on. It's past MLS. It's past NWSL. It's past horse racing. I found it. Winnipeg. Here we go. Winnipeg. Oh, I'm sorry. We don't take bets on that game. There's no television.
No, it's too bad. Well, there is. I'm watching it right now. Come on. It's Friday night football on TSN. Let's go.
Yes, and Frostburg, you know, your job here at Fox Sports Radio is contingent on the Dodgers closing out this game against the Braves. The Mets have already won. Okay. Get that.
Hey, did he cry like Freddie Freeman 16 times?
Hey, we're going to hear from crying Freddie Freeman in a couple of minutes.
Is that what we call him from now on?
He's crying Freddie.
I mean, I'm all for your emotions. I'm a man of the people. I'm a man of the new millennium. I know, you know, you can be emotional and you can cry, but my God.
Yeah, wouldn't you be happy?
Well, that's it. You know,
wouldn't you be laughing your ass off if you got out of Atlanta and went to L.A.?
And you don't do the broken voice when he gets very emotional. I had to leave Atlanta. We'll get to Freddie Freeman in a second. But, yes, the Dodgers up 4-1 over Atlanta right now. The game everybody is watching.
And they got a pitcher right now who's not looking too good coming off the mound, yo.
Is Jansen going to pitch for both teams in the ninth inning? Because I really want to see
sure
that.
As hell hope not.
I really want to see him pitch for both sides in the ninth inning. Wear the Dodgers jersey in the time, and then I really want to see him do that.
I didn't hydrate enough.
But before
I got some boosters for you if you need it.
The Stanley Cup is in the building.
Yeah.
Are we going to – I always love that. The Stanley Cup is in the building. I always love when they say, like, we're going to have a champion and – the Stanley Cup is in the building. No one ever says the Larry O'Brien Trophy is in the building.
Not until the final minute, because they don't like saying Larry O'Brien Trophy.
Rob,
I mean, the Stanley Cup has its own social media accounts. I mean, come on.
Rob Manfred's Commissioner's Trophy is in the building.
I don't think they like saying Rob Manfred is in the building.
But are we going to see the Stanley Cup get awarded? Well, the Lightning are 20 minutes away from extending this series and sending it back. It's a 3-1 lead for Colorado, but the Lightning have a 2-1 lead right now. Kucherov scoring on a power play. Corey Perry with the assist. I remember interviewing Corey Perry right after he won the Cup with the Ducks when he came on my show on All Night. Corey Perry is 74 years old, and he assisted on the second goal of the night for the Lightning. Again, a 2-1 lead they have after the second period, but the Stanley Cup is in the building. The Cup is in the building.
Pretty wild first two periods, though.
It's in the building.
A lot of opportunities for the Avalanche. A lot of energy, a lot of misdirection and shots. I mean, hell, they had one go straight through Vasilevsky's legs. And the look on McKinnon's face, like, oh, that was glorious. That was megging someone times a million when it's in the Stanley Cup final in a potential clinching game. I tell you, that was one of the great reactions of all time. That should be a GIF.
Well, and this is a game everybody has to watch because, you know, it's Friday night, so Apple TV has all the baseball.
Oh, this guy just got picked out of the end zone, though.
I got to watch hockey. Or I got to watch the CFL. It's,
Tiger Cats attempt a field goal. It's no good. Dude's going to run it out. Nah, he kneels in the end zone. Quarterback comes out, tries to fire it up. Interception.
Is that all?
What a great read
by the
corner.
Wait. Is that all the same play?
It was like three, but I've had like nine cups
CFL.
Of coffee.
But it's the
CFL. I mean, they're celebrating 25 seasons. What do you want from me?
It is. The CFL has been around for a long time, though. So that means
I think it's their 25 years with the network. But they just put up the 25-year graphic. That means something.
It's 25 years they've been on. They've been televised.
It's been 20 years, Candy.
Oh, very nice Iggy Pop reference. There's no way we're getting that at the end because Tyshirt has no idea.
Hey. Two days in a row, we got Iggy Pop into the
Tyshirt thinks Iggy Pop is like some kind of candy that a kid had in the 90s, right? Ooh, I got an Iggy Pop. Yeah, Iggy Pop is really good. There's chocolate. There's raspberry. There's coconut. Oh, Iggy Pop is fantastic. But as I said, extra doses of fun tonight. So let's hear from Freddie Freeman. Freddie, how do you feel about being back in Atlanta? Oh, not fair.
He's
not
the boss,
fair.
Baby.
Dude, we have
just starts talking like Alec Baldwin. I'm out of here.
Lemon, listen. We don't need the baby when we actually have real Freddie Freeman crying. We don't need to fake it. We actually have real Freddie Freeman crying in his return to Atlanta with the Dodgers.
It's hard to even look up and see people that who I've been with for 15 years. really hard to put into words. I can't even look up at you guys because I don't know if I'm going to get through it. So I was doing pretty good about an hour ago. Gosh. I don't know all the emotions. It's hard to put into words. I'm just happy to be back.
I was waiting for him to say, I apologize to Mike's mom and to Josh's mom.
They did sound
so
it. Like, yeah,
sorry.
Right.
Mike's mom. Blank you, Acuna. That would have been a great way to end it. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Blank you, Ronald. He gets up and he walks off. But, look, Freddie Freeman and his look, former MVP, wins the World Series with the Braves, coming back to Atlanta for the first time. It is very emotional. And you don't do the broken voice. Now, and I get it because I'm a crier, too.
Yeah,
right? you wouldn't think but I am.
Hey, couple of daughters.
Oh,
and
man.
There's a lot of stuff going on.
Oh, I mean, well, look.
And so it gets you.
You know, and then when Goose hits the canopy and he falls out. It's tough,
I mean, it really has affected Teichert ever since
he became
aware of it.
He's
never been the same.
Every other word out of Teichert is Goose. It's everything he says is Goose.
It really truly did impact him on a heavy level, and I appreciate that about him.
Yeah,
that empathy is a big deal.
Because I'm a cry. When we get to the end of the season with any of the girls I coach, I love all the girls. I love the families. I cry when I talk about them and give speeches. And I do because I just feel that way about them. I call them all. They're my softball daughters or my soccer daughters. And they're all such great kids. And I get to that point where I just do. And I tell the parent, I go, listen, I'm going to cry at various intervals right now, just so you know. And they're like, okay. And I could tell some of them looking at me like, wow. And I go, this is it. This is the relationship I have with them. And it's a big deal seeing them become better players and become better friends and enjoy the game and everything. And it's awesome. And I feel that way. But this is like me crying if at the end of the season the parents said, hey, you sucked as a coach. We don't want you around anymore. I'm so sad. The Braves booted Freddie Freeman out. They said, after we won the World Series, and dude, you were the MVP a year ago, we're going to lowball you for your contract. And as soon as you say you're going someplace else, we are going to sign your replacement a day later. I don't know how Freddie Freeman is that upset about that. This is where I want to walk in and say blank you, and blank you, Acuna, and blank you, and you, and you, and I can't wait to kick your ass tonight. This is what's shocking for me because that's just how I feel. That I get that I have friends and everything, you know, playing, but I'm still in the middle of my major league career. I got a long way to go. I'm with the Dodgers now, and you know we're going to be in the playoffs every year for the next decade. And I'm going to play till I'm 50 years old, and so the whole sadness thing, I really don't get because he's going back to a place that after 12 years. And everything he gave them, and he was still a great player, they decided, we can do better. And that's always a big thing. Whenever you hear we can do better, or they tell you we can do better by the lack of the contract offer you get, that's going to be my overwhelming emotion. And that's what I'm going to take with me. I can't wait to come back and stick it to the Braves. I really do. That's what I'm thinking if I'm Freddie Freeman. And so I was really surprised at the emotion of, I don't know how I'm going to get past here. I don't know how I'm going to do this. I get you didn't want to leave, but they didn't want you, man. And there's no better landing to tell you what's wrong when you go to the best franchise for the past 10 years in Major League Baseball, whether you just won the World Series with and they said no, and instead, okay, where do I go from here? It's not like you have to go play with the A's. Sorry about that. I can't go to Oakland anymore or Las Vegas. You know, it's not like you got to go play there.
You don't go to either anyway.
You know, you don't go to Colorado. You don't go, you're going to the Dodgers, the preeminent franchise in Major League Baseball. That's a way to win the divorce. I don't get why he was crying. I would have been the exact opposite. Like, I got time to cry. The end of my career, when I think back through everything, I get that, but now I'm coming here to kick your ass.
Yeah, I mean, I get it once, but like this was continual. The other thing is on many levels, all of what you said, you know, they found a new guy and made the deal and whatever else. But if the reports are correct, and this is always where, you know, where's the myth versus and legend versus reality, that he balked at a 5-year deal. Whatever the money is, put aside. But the sticking point was that he wanted the 6th year. And that's what the Dodgers gave him. If you really wanted to be there, and it was really that your choice. This is just like LeBron and Dwayne Wade with the decision, crying and letting everybody know, we didn't expect it to be like this. We didn't think people would be mad at us for stacking the deck and changing the course of the NBA forever. We didn't think that was going to happen. How dare they? No, it's the same same process here. You made a decision. You went and took the $162 million because you wanted the sixth year. Otherwise, you guys probably could have gotten to a deal. Would you have been, felt complete and whole? Maybe, maybe not. But you would have been in Atlanta. You would have still been with all these people that clearly it's vexing you that you're not still there. And hopefully he gets past it, goes on, has a great series. Dodger fans like Frostburg, everybody else looking around. I mean, when David Vasse, who's never had a bad thing to say about the Dodgers, our buddy over at AM570, LA Sports, Dodger Insider, hosts pre and post game and a lot of work with the Dodgers on Instagram and all these other things, he tweeted out, "I have nothing to say," because he couldn't say a kind thing about it, right? he had to hold his tongue over what he was seeing and hearing in all of the pregame and all of the buildup to this game. And so, when he's not sticking up for Freddie and coming to his defense and talking about, that tells you everything you need to know, okay? Because that's it. This is a guy that builds up the squad. He's critical. Dave is fantastic in that he is brutally honest about things without, sounding like a bitter long-term voice in a market. We've seen plenty of those through the years. But, in this case, he was just like, yeah, I got nothing. So, for Freddie Freeman, you had your choice. And you
right,
made
but
it.
Still, but you had the Braves off, and look, and we're getting into the millions of dollars, but it's about it's for sure. The athlete, it's about the respect, and they first offered him 5 years, $135 million. Freddie was like, no, that's $40 million below my market value. Which, yeah, you want to get your market value, even if you're talking about, would you rather have $130 million or $180 million? I ask you. So,
well, but it's $30 million. Dollars. It's that sixth
right.
year, obviously.
But it's five and 135, and he says no, and he comes back with two offers of how about 175 for six, they said no. 165 for five, they said no. They said how about 140 for five, which is, just up $5 million from the last one. And he said no. And this is, okay, this is what we're telling you. We're not going to go crazy. And right after this happens, we're going to go get another guy. I get
but,
it.
But it's, they it's offered the, him five. It's not like
right,
they said
but
one in
still,
the bonus.
But no, it's
or,
not, no, it's
or
not
here's
bracelet,
a two-year deal because we think at age 34 you're turning into
no.
Jell-O.
No, it's not like they say here's
a
one
five-year
year,
guaranteed deal.
Here's 1 year and $250 grand, but you're
yes.
talking about, we're talking about, this is what my value should be. This is what the Dodgers want to give me, and the Braves are saying no. Wait, this you who I've been with for 12 years, and I've given so much, I've won the MVP, I've won the World Series, and this is what another team wants to give me. How about we get close to that? And the Braves said no. So I get it. I would be really, but you could find a way to be pissed. It happens that way. And I get it. The Braves said,
believe
yeah,
me,
we're only willing to go so far for you.
Hey, I've seen a take it or leave it offer or two during my many travels in my work careers. I got salary capped at one place. That's kind of funny. But I get the vexation and the anger and in this case, the sadness to it. But the third or fourth time you crack a microphone, that's it, man. It's time to let it go. Hey, you shed your tears for all of those beat reporters you don't get to see every day. I get it. Here's take your hugs.
Twitter at How About a Fresca, Mike at Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. No, I would have said blank you, and yet especially
I
you,
I don't think
Acuna.
You would have.
Oh, sure I would have.
You might have had words for Acuna.
Yeah, I would have said, I said I found that podcast. I listened to it. I typed in the Google Translator. I know what you said about me. I got it there. I got it.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be
That's
my
game.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Could we be getting ready for a Kevin Durant sweepstakes? According to Zach Lowe from his NBA podcast earlier today, he has said that NBA teams are not quite preparing for Kevin Durant to want out, but they are putting their ducks in a row just in case he requests a trade in the next week. Obviously, the story the last few days has been centered around Kyrie Irving. Is Kyrie going to opt into his final year of his contract with the Nets, or is he going to opt out? Is he going to opt out and get a new deal? This has been the story for the past few days, and Kyrie has until Wednesday to decide. Kevin Durant has said he is staying out of the contract talks at this, quote, perilous time for the Brooklyn Nets. Yes, it's perilous. What's going to happen? Where can I make $40 million?
Are they
going to
get dissolved? Is that what's happening?
Hey, you know what, dude? If they leave, you could dissolve the Nets.
Well. Just,
do you really need the Nets? No, of course not.
Move them to Vegas.
Nah, the Knicks are going to get Jalen Brunson. They're going to get a lot of good players. Oh, the Knicks are on the way up.
Durant leaves and they move the franchise back to Seattle.
Yeah, or Durant decides, hey, I was just kidding when I didn't want to go to the Knicks. I'll go to the Knicks now. I'll go there now. It's okay. So Durant is staying out of the talks at a perilous time, and potentially he could request a trade if he doesn't want to stay with Brooklyn. According to reports, he wants to know that if they do move on from Kyrie, that there is a potential championship plan in place to keep the team competitive to win a title. Right now, A lot of stuff there, as John Paul Morosi would say. A lot of stuff to unpack, a lot of stuff to unpack.
Yeah.
So let's start with the first part of it, that he is staying out of the Kyrie Irving talks at this, quote, perilous time. It was a perilous time in the galaxy. The Empire had ruled for so long, and a small band of rebellion were cast aside to the furthest reaches of the galaxy. It was a perilous time. So the fact that he said he is staying out of the Kyrie Irving talks, this means, hey, I'm okay if Kyrie goes. Even though I'm friends with the guy, I'm okay if Kyrie Irving goes. If you don't think we can move forward and be a championship team with Kyrie Irving, fine. If you want to get rid of him, I get it. I saw what the last couple of years have been like. I wasn't a big fan all the times he didn't play. He's a friend of mine. We came here together. We thought it was going to work. I'm all right if you move on from him. This is what he means. I'm staying out of it means I'm okay. Because if he really wanted Kyrie to stay, it would be, we need Kyrie. He needs to stay. I'm going to talk to him. Instead, he has said, hey, I'm staying out of this, man. This is him. It's his business. It's nice when you can choose how involved you want to be with a situation like that. Like, oh, I love this guy, man. I'm involved with anything. Oh, hey, I'm stepping out because I can't get involved in your business. So this is going to be my way, like a Vegas dealer. I just dust my hands and say, good night, everybody. Take it easy. This is how Kevin Durant is doing it. So the first thing is, he is eminently okay if the Nets say goodbye to Kyrie Irving, even though the guys are friends and they wanted to come play there and thought they were going to build a championship team, and they're not even close.
I do like the two things. Number one, that my Vegas blackjack dealer analogy has seeped deep into your recesses of your brain to be used. So that's good. That's good for the show. Good synergy. A word I hate more than anything, but we'll use it here. And then
no, that's
Kevin
a
Durant.
That's a big company watchword, man. How often do you hear them use? We need a synergy from your side of the company from this side of the company. So we're going to have a corporate retreat where we're going to play paintball against each other, and then we're going to play Pictionary at night and golf during the day. So we're gonna we need synergy. Synergy's got to happen. And they put their hands together. It looks like their hands are crossing. We need synergy. Synergy in this company. The name of the company is Synergy. We spell it Synergie. Synergy.
Like syndrome. No, the bottom line is, right, we have to do what's best for the organization. So we have that going for us. Kevin Durant saying, hey, we'll still be friends, whatever happens. It's like, okay, this goes back to the point we were making yesterday, and we'll talk to Rick Bucher in a bit, of this is where you get to be the leader. Right, that's why you came, because you wanted credit. You wanted to be, you know, the designer, the master builder, as if you were, you know, either in the Ten Commandments with Charlton Heston, played by the great. My brain's not working.
Bob Hope.
It'll come back. No, it was not Bob Hope.
Okay.
He always played a bunch of gangsters and stuff, and in this case, you know, he was a builder. Edward G. Robinson.
Bob was
is the
builder.
Guy I was thinking of. No, not
Edward
Bob,
G. Robinson.
Ass.
Was it Dick Poop?
You said he was a builder. So what
you
famous
went,
builders
Bob?
Are there besides Bob? Tell
Bob,
me another
Bob
builder
is more
you know.
Bob is more famous as a minion.
Bob but the Builder. Bido.
Bob from Bingo and Rolly.
You got that going on, too. Sideshow Bob. We can do a lot of famous Bobs.
Jay and Silent Bob.
Sure.
Nice. But where are the police coming?
Are they coming to...
They're just streaking down. It was a fire truck.
They're coming to get Harmon right now.
Yeah,
coming
well,
to
get it could you, be. They, you know, this take is hot. They need to bring out the big hoses to come and take it down. Because that's the other lesson from today. We had some really harsh societal lessons, and then we have the reminder in sports, just say something dumb and you'll trend. But the thing with Kevin Durant is that he left Golden State reportedly, right? That was the report, that it was he wanted more credit. Two-time finals MVP, but he was always going to be, you know, sunned by Draymond Green, Steph Curry, and Klay Thompson, right? Especially Draymond, verbally. That he was never going to get the credit. Now, obviously, you know, going there, he took the, as he said, I died on that day, right? In that dramatic tweet storm that he had on the night of the finals championship for the Warriors this year. But went to Silicon Valley, made a lot of friends, made a lot of money, investments, all fine and good. Goes to Brooklyn to be the leader. Hey, you know what? Lead. Here's your opportunity. Go into the powers that be and say, "What the hell are we doing here? Are we gonna do this? Are we going Sean McVay? Are we gonna run this back and try to, you know, get him on board, give him a seat at the table, and build this? You know, knowing that Joe Harris is coming back." You like that?
Stop, dude. Come on, man. Now you're getting predictable with your random. I knew you were going to say, how long until Harmon says Joe Harris? Joe Harris is Kyrie or KD or LeBron or George Mikan. You talk about him like that's how good he is.
I do have to. My daughter sitting here listening to our rants reminded me of Bob's Burgers.
Oh, but the movie just came out.
Yeah,
yes.
To celebrate a Fox product. I heard that was pretty good.
I did not see it.
But I heard it was good. I'm starting to watch the show a little bit. I dig it.
Okay.
You know, it's the snarky humor for which Fox animated shows have always been known. But for Kevin Durant, here's your chance to lead. You can leave, sure. But what are you going to get? Well, more fodder for your new media campaigns, but more derision and more questions about your career and what really matters to you.
You know, the thing is, and this is a proof right here, because I just mentioned how Kevin Durant is okay with the Nets moving on from Kyrie Irving, even though they're really good friends, they're best friends, even though they're best friends and they came to Brooklyn to win a championship and to basically, at some point you knew they were going to take over the franchise, they were going to buy out Josiah and they were going to run things. This is why getting into bed with friends and working with friends doesn't always work. All right, the Heatles wasn't really thought out, and
that happens in real life too.
It does. It does. It's not just sports. It's not. It's. I don't mean. Oh, what did we do last night? Oh my God, your boyfriend's gonna be so mad.
Business, no. But I mean, it works both ways.
No, but look. The Heatles wasn't really well thought out. Right. This was LeBron and Wade and Bosh at the Olympics going, "Hey man, wouldn't it be cool if we played together? Yeah. Hey, let's do it." And it was precarious for a while. You've seen this in previous incarnations of NBA teams, that they have tried that. They have tried to, let's all work together. Wouldn't it be great if we played in the same team? You and I are friends. I'd love to play with my friends. It doesn't always work. All right? Sometimes it does. Sometimes it does. But it's hard to hold friends accountable, especially when you need to achieve. It's hard to coexist in a friendly space when you need to achieve. Having a startup company with three of your best friends sounds like a great idea, but when one of them figures, I can just do whatever because my friends got it, well, that's going to be a little bit of diciness that goes on between the two. There's going to be some upset feelings, right? If you decide to go into a business venture, hey, what we're going to do is we're going to manufacture purple shorts that actually have cooling elements in them. Oh, that sounds great. People are going to buy it. If it doesn't work, there's going to be bad feelings, and it's going to be difficult because it's hard to hold your friends accountable. And again, it's hard to coexist in a friendly space. Those are two biggest things about being in business with your friends. And Kyrie Irving is the last friend I would work with. He's the last guy I would say, yes, I want to go into business with you. I wouldn't know if he was going to come into work. I wouldn't know if he was working on what he was supposed to work on. He would come in, I'd expect to be working on something, and he'd say, oh, I know I need to get those printing presses in, but instead I bought a new car. Wait, what? Yes, oh, it's great for me. I'm loving the new car. What about the printing press? Yeah, I wasn't feeling the printing presses, so I bought a new car for me. He's the last friend that I would say, oh, yeah, hey, you and I, let's get together. Let's go. We're going to be millionaires. Last guy I would get in with. And that's what Kevin Durant is finding out, that when you want to go team up, sometimes it works. Sometimes being with friends is a good idea. Sometimes it's not. When LeBron teamed up with Dwayne Wade, Dwayne Wade was the one who said, this is my team, but I understand now it's LeBron's team. I will take on that role of 1A. And they were very lucky Dwayne Wade wanted to do that, because that was one of the big reasons why the Heatles were able to win and win how they did. But it doesn't always happen that way. And so, yes, they got lucky, but the norm is what went on and what happened to the Nets.
Well, and you saw it happen that way with Steph Curry bringing in Kevin Durant. See? So he saw it work, man. He was there, and then he didn't like it. But, you know, there's two things, right? It's the working with friends. Like, can I get a vouch? Like, online, you know, there's all these communities and trading cards, you know, as I collect, buy, sell, whatever. That, you know, hey, can I get a vouch if you've done – a transaction with me. And some of the guys, like, yeah, you know, you took care of business pretty fast. Other guys, yeah, you were slow-handed. I was wondering if you were trying to find a substitute because you liked the version and copy of the card I bought better that you had in your, you know, in a collection. You were working another deal at the same time. So you have that. The other is, you know, let's just go back to the greatness of Pulp Fiction. My name's Paul. This is between y'all. That's kind of where Kevin Durant is at this point. Hey, I got nothing. I got no clout here. What do you mean? I'm just Kevin Durant.
I'm only Kevin. That's like Roger Goodell. I'm only commissioner of the NFL. That's all I could do.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18, my first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my game.
That's my game.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Joining us now on the hotline, Fox Sports 1, NBA insider extraordinaire, longtime friend of the show. You can follow him on Twitter, at Rick Bucher. That is at Rick Bucher. And I will welcome in Rick Bucher with two very simple words. Knicks, yo.
Knicks, yo. Conveyance, yo. Protected pick, yo. What are we doing, yo?
We're getting everybody, Rick. We're getting Jalen Brunson. We're getting everybody. It's happening.
Everybody run around and look busy. Look like you're doing something. See? We're very industrious. Don't you see that?
All right.
What did you make? We didn't make anything. We're just busy. We're real busy. We're moving things. We're doing things. Making things happen.
Well, they got to put out a long press release that had a bunch of line items to it.
Can you? Like, I was not fully aware of this. But Leon Rose has not, he has not talked to the media in person since the preseason.
No.
And even
he talks
with the
like
draft,
once a year.
Both before and after, he's never spoken.
Nope.
Is he reliving like Joseph Conrad's Heart of Darkness? Like what the hell?
Again, we come back to Knicks, yo. We're back to where we said. Rick, make sense of this for me here. Help me out here a little bit.
Oh, you know, I don't know whether to be incredibly flattered that you think I can make sense out of it or insulted that you would actually put me on the spot and ask me to do the impossible. I mean, look, I will say this. I get what the thinking was in terms of they're going after Jalen Brunson. You got to find a way to get off of Kemba Walker. You don't want to just flip a pick, you know, flip your pick in order to, one, not have to pay. I mean, you have a lottery pick. That's a pretty big number. I don't know. It's probably at least $4-5 million starting. So you flip that along with Kemba Walker's contract, and now you're opening up $18 million or so. So you get a little bit closer to being able to legitimately go after Jalen Brunson. And yet at the same time, you acquire other assets, other draft picks. So it doesn't look like, hey, it doesn't make you look as bad having to dump Kemba's contract. If you can have some camouflage from the fact that it took a lottery pick or it took a pick in order to do that. And so there's that. So I get the logic behind it, but it's putting all your eggs in the Jalen Brunson basket. And if you don't get him, I don't think Malcolm Brogdon is a bad fallback. But if you don't get either one of those, then what are you looking at and how have you accomplished anything? And that's the issue. Now, I will say this. I don't need Stephen A or Spike or anybody to, like, you know, gnash their teeth and pull their hair out. First of all, I have you to do that, Jason. And two, like, what were you expecting them to do in this draft that was going to change your view of who they were? I know Jaden Ivey everybody was hoping that they were going to be able to find a way to get him. But even if you add him, like, does that really change the narrative on the Knicks right now? It does not. You have a mismatch. You have Tom Thibodeau as the coach, who is a good finishing coach with veterans, and you have a young rebuilding program. Until you change that, there's no going forward here. And this is also the problem with being the Knicks in that market, is that if you are going to rebuild, you need patience. And when you have a Knicks fan like Stephen A or you know, Knicks fans as visible as Stephen A and Spike, you have no chance of gaining the patience that you need in order to build this. And then you double down on it by Leon not ever talking to the media or cultivating a relationship with the media in New York that might earn you some of that patience. It might get you some of those guys saying, Stephen A., shut up. Like, you're always whining about the Knicks. Like, Leon Rose has a plan, and here it is, and I know what we know what it is, and you got somebody who's waving the flag for you. They're doing none of those things. So, like, the idea that last night was somehow going to be the panacea for all that ills the Knicks, like, that's just unrealistic. But it seems to me like they're not even trying to come up with a plan that would make sense that is going to get them to the next stage. And that's probably the most distressing thing. I don't have a problem. Look, it's easy to hit the Knicks. We do it all the time. But they're making it a little too easy right now because there's nothing, even somebody who wants to say, hey, give them a chance, they're not giving you anything to hold on, to latch on to that says this is why you should give them a chance.
Is it perhaps a calculated effort because the Nets are right there with them with all sorts of craziness, turmoil, and, well, lots of chaos, for lack of a better term?
So they're...
I mean, we're not talking about it and we're bad, but look at what you guys have.
Yeah, well, or it's, you know what, okay, so we're not very good on the court, but if you think the Nets can build a dumpster fire... We can build a three-story dumpster fire. Like, our dumpster fire is much, much bigger than theirs is. That's the only explanation that I have. Because at least with the Brooklyn Nets, and look, the Knicks. This is a little bit like the Coca-Cola Pepsi thing. The Knicks, because of their brand alone, should never view themselves as being in competition with the Brooklyn Nets. That should not be a factor. No matter what the Brooklyn Nets do, it should be, this is what we're doing. This is what our plan is. And I hate to say it because I don't know that you'll ever get a solution. This is probably the most, I don't know, depressing aspect of the Knicks situation, which we all know, which is that as long as Jim Dolan owns the team, nothing is going to change. Like, I fully expect that a year from now, we're going to get another regime. Leon's going to be out. We're going to have another GM. We're certainly going to have another head coach. And we're going to start this Sisyphus rolling the ball up the rock up the hill and waiting for it to roll back down on us and squash us all. And then we get somebody else to roll it up again. And then it like, rolls back down and squashes us all. And Sisyphus, yo, Sisyphus.
So in a year, we're going to be talking about that.
Yeah. That's what we're going to talk about. The latest iteration and – ultimately, the guy who's making the decisions on who does it and why they do it and how they do it is going to be Jim Dolan, and we've seen this before. So that's the most depressing aspect of this is, like, I just don't see how it's legitimately going to change. But I will say this, I don't see anything changing until we get to the next regime because – it still blows my mind. I'm still wrapping my head around the fact that Leon Rose is in a rebuilding situation and he's found it to serve him best by not cultivating any kind of relationship with the people that connect him to his fan base, which is the fan base that you need the patience of in order to have the time to say, look, we got these young pieces and, you know, Obi has got to earn his minutes and, Mitchell's coming along and, just go down the line. I mean, you need to sell hope. And how do you sell hope if you never tell people what your plan is? That just is with a press release? I mean, a press release that just kind of vaguely says, this is what we were thinking, and this is, you know, these are our broad strokes. It's nothing short of malfeasance as I see it with how you run an organization, especially in the media capital of the world. Are you kidding me? I can't get over it. Whatever you think of what Leon Rose is doing, the fact that he feels it's beneath him to explain what he's doing to the people who cover the team is mind-boggling.
See, I dig your Sisyphus reference. I think it looks more like the yodeling guy from that game on The Price is Right.
Odio.
And then you reset and come back for more. So let's stay with the Nets then. You've got Kevin Durant, you know, new media and chirping all over Twitter, showing up on podcasts. Hey, I'm not, you know, that's Kyrie's business and whatever else. I sent this along to Jason. Kyrie Irving on Bet Online AG. Next team, if not the Nets, Lakers are 3-1. Would he really go play for $6 million and leave a lot of cash on the table?
He would if he's going to stay true to this idea that he's not, like, we're all puppets, but he's not a puppet. Because if he stays with the Brooklyn Nets, the Brooklyn Nets are making a point of saying we're wresting control of the franchise once again. We handed it over to KD and Kyrie. No more of that. We're going to run the show. And Kyrie, if you want to stay, you're going to stay in an incentive-laden, shorter-term deal because we can't give you a long leash. That's the deal. And so if Kyrie accepts that, then, well, they're pulling strings and he's responding to it. His only out, really, is to go to the Lakers or go someplace else, take whatever money they have to offer him and say, it's not about the money. I just want to play. And I've said this elsewhere, I said it on First Things First, but to me, that would do the most to rehabilitate his image because much of what he has said doesn't fit with what he does. Mm-hmm. This would be a truly magnanimous act where it's like, it's about playing the game. It's about not being told what I have to do, where I have to do it. I'm going to make the choice. I'm going to go play here. Short of that, if he decides to stay in Brooklyn, if he decides to compromise or acquiesce to the new rule with the Brooklyn Nets, then I don't want to hear any more from him about, like, media puppets, people taking direction and all that, because he will demonstrate that he's no different.
All right, Rick, lastly, something we talked about a few minutes ago, you know, look, Kenny Atkinson staying with the Golden State Warriors. Steve Clifford goes back to Charlotte, which is great.
Yeah.
Now, whether or not Kenny Atkinson is the coach in waiting for Golden State, because we've seen this kind of thing before, whether officially or unofficially, it's hard for me to see Steve Kerr coaching more than another year or two, and when the Warriors championship window closes, he doesn't retire, but he takes a sabbatical because he's coached a lot of high pressure games. He's synonymous with this dynasty. He's had health issues. I see him go another year or two and then, hey, I'm stepping away. I recharge, and then he comes back. Maybe he comes back as a GM. He coaches someplace else. He kind of follows that Phil Jackson type path.
I think that's a good bet. From everything I've heard, both Bob Myers and Steve Kerr, like, this, it's a grind. I don't think people appreciate, especially what Steve Kerr went through the last 3 years and building this team up. Now, having Steph Curry certainly eases things. If there's any crew that he would want to run with, it's this one. But it kind of goes hand in hand with Steph. Like, Steph never talked about it, and I haven't gotten any indication that he's looking to stop playing anytime soon, but he did turn 34. You know, how many years does he have left? He's got a young family. He's involved in a lot of other things. I know he loves to play and compete, but, you know, how much longer does he want to do it? I think if he stepped off in 2-3 years, then Steve would too. And there is a chance, depending on how things go, that Steve might do it sooner than that. Because I do know, I've been told by various people, it's sort of unsolicited, they would just bring it up. They're like, I think Steve and Bob only have a couple more years. Now, this was going into prior to winning the championship. And sometimes that can re-energize you and it gives you motivation to go get another one. But there's no question that Rick Welch stepped off. Like, people – look, I give Joe Lacob all the credit in the world. He has really evolved as an owner. I loved when they won the championship, and he basically said, hey, this is all Bob and Steve and the players. It was the most humility that I've seen him show. But Joe always thinks they're supposed to win every year. I mean, the last 3 years, he was grinding and pushing. And that gets you what they've gotten, and he's put his money where his mouth is, so I can't fault him on any of that. But it does wear, that constant pressure does wear people out. And Steve and Bob are at a point now where they're minted. I mean, they could take a couple of years off, and people would be knocking their door down to get them back in the game. So I think you're definitely on to something, and it certainly fits with everything that I've been hearing around the league.
He's on Twitter, at Rick Bucher. That is at Rick Bucher. And potentially, if Steve Kerr does step down, Matt Bucher would be named the next head coach of the Golden State Warriors. So if that happens, yeah, you would have more unprecedented access to that team.
You would think, but you know what? Would not be surprised. Would not be surprised.
He'd Leon Rose.
Dad, who? Rick who? I'll have my people get back to you.
Oh, how did you get this number?
He's
no
on Twitter.
Nepotism here, yo.
No. My son's doing all these interviews with Woj. Why can't I get him on at all?
Hey, Dad. Yep, Woj has got more followers than you do. Nothing personal. Dude, here's the scary part. I can imagine in my head, I can see those words coming out of Matt's mouth.
Check out the latest, the On the Ball podcast with Rick Bucher. Then there's the On the Ball Squared podcast with Matt Bucher. But On the Ball with Rick Bucher, the podcast is there. Check him out on Twitter as well, at Rick Bucher. Rick, as always, buddy, appreciate you, man. We'll talk to you next week.
My pleasure. You got it, guys.
Thanks, Rick.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.